From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia and the U.S. narrow their differences over Syria. It's now on to New York. The U.S. and Russia Tuesday agreed to hold a third meeting of the International Syria Support Group on ending the Syrian conflict, charting the country's future. The decision came after meetings in Moscow between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, President Vladimir Putin, and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Mr. Kerry appeared to back off a previous demand Syria's President Bashar al-Assad must go.
The United States and our partners are not seeking so-called regime change, as it is known, in Syria. What we have said is that we don't believe that Assad himself has the ability to be able to lead the future Syria, but we focus today not on our differences about what can or can be done immediately about Assad. We focused on a process.
Following Friday's meeting in New York, a draft resolution is expected for the Security Council to consider on a transition in Syria. A rebel leader in Central African Republic has declared an autonomous state in the north after rejecting elections meant to stabilize the country. A spokesman for Nouredine Adam, who heads a faction of the Salika militia group, said Tuesday the Republic of Logon was proclaimed December 14th. He called for cancellation of Sunday's constitutional referendum and upcoming presidential and legislative elections. Adam currently on U.S. and U.N. sanctions list for obstructing peace. The country, meanwhile, awaits the results of Sunday's referendum. Most voters went to the polls, but polling was extended to Monday in a few areas because of Election Day violence Sunday. The Red Cross said clashes in the capital Bangui Sunday killed 5 and wounded at least 20 others. This is VOA News. The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The approval Tuesday came after the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, said there were no credible indications of nuclear weapons-related activities after 2009. But he said IAEA inspections will continue.
Completion of my assessment is an important step forward, but much work remains to be done. The IAEA will continue to undertake verification work in Iran. But in future, Iran will implement the additional protocol to its safeguards agreement with the agency and will have powerful extra verification tools at our disposal.
Meanwhile, UN experts concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says additional sanctions are possible.
A number of the individuals who were connected to that launch are already subject to significant sanctions by the United States, but I certainly wouldn't rule out additional steps if our national security officials determine that additional sanctions would be useful in countering this activity.
A UN resolution prohibits Iran from launching ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. The U.S. Defense Department says security in Afghanistan is deteriorating. The Pentagon Tuesday said Afghan casualties increased nearly 30% from January to mid-November compared to last year. It said while Kabul's forces have demonstrated a will to fight, the country's security remains fragile in many districts. Policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank, known as the Federal Reserve, started a two-day meeting Tuesday in Washington with economic analysts predicting they'll increase the benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. They're expecting a 0.25% boost from 0 to 0.25%. That has been in place for several years. Gary Huffbauer of the Peterson Institute says it could be the first of several rate hikes.
There are some economists who think that this rate increase, which is going to be announced in a day or two, is going to start the path for an additional 0.25% every couple of months all through 2016. And there are others, including myself, who think they're going to do this 0.25% and do nothing.
The Fed has kept the interest rate near zero to boost lending and economic activity. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made an unannounced visit Wednesday to Iraq, part of a trip to seek more help in the battle against Islamic State militants. He's expected to meet Iraq leaders as well as his commanders to get an assessment of the campaign. The U.N. Human Rights Chief warned Tuesday Burundi's moving closer to civil war. A spokeswoman for Zaid Raad al-Hussein said he's deeply alarmed by fighting in the capital, Bujumbura, last week that left nearly 90 dead. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.